What is it with all of the incorrect times around here? Seems to be some kind of tradition here on the Dubious Goals Committee, because the actual time, you guessed it, is 1930 UTC. And that, my friends, is the time at which we always, always, always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am standing here. I'm not sitting down because I'm having issues, but I'm standing here looking at this cup of tea. And this is a freshly made cup of tea. It's brand new. It's ready to go. There is steam just volcanoing out of it. Look at all that. Does that mean it's too hot to drink? It probably does, but that doesn't ever stop us now, does it? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good, but it is hot. Oh, yeah. Oh, good tea. Okay, it's good, it's hot, but we're going to back off of it for a minute because it's a little too hot to slam down. And besides, we need to do something else. What are we doing today? Do we need to check for some routes? Do we need to find some routes? Or do we need some numbers today? Oh, yeah, we might as well get us some numbers. Everybody loves the numbers. So, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 213, number 269, number 450, number 461, number 473, number 851, number 947. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady. And I think I speak for the entire Dubious Goals Committee when I say, we love you. We love you, numbers lady. Yay. Okay, so anyway, I'm standing here still, because I got problems. And the cat is outside the door yanging her head off, going, yang, yang, yang. So let's go out here and see what's happening. This will allow me to continue standing up, which is something that needs to happen. And I need to move around a lot. So let's open the door. Oh, here's a yangy baby laying on the floor. What are you doing? And she immediately jumps up and runs up the stairs. Okay, so I guess we're going upstairs. Hi, what? What are we doing? Oh, you're gonna rub your face on my guitar case? That's nice. You own it now. When a cat rubs their face on something, they are owning it. They are marking it as their property. So anyway, I think I have something messed up with my hip. And at first I thought it was like a hip problem with muscles or something, but now that I have had this going on for a day or two, I'm beginning to wonder if I didn't, like, pull up my hamstring. Not, you know, terribly bad. You know, not like a season-ending football injury or something like that. I just, I can't figure out what I would have done. Did I injure myself running up some stairs or doing, what did I do? I don't even know. So it does not feel good to be sitting down right now. So I'm standing here. Oh, yeah, and I was going to take these pills. I got these out. We should take them. So I've got 2 ibuprofen and 2 acetaminophen. I'm going to get some water here. And I am going to take these pills. Well, hi, baby yammers. What are you yanging about down there on the floor? We're a girl barber. Okay, medicine taken. Hopefully that'll help. Well, what are you yanging about? Do you want some more kitty water? I already gave you fresh kitty water this morning, but you want more? Is that the deal? And she doesn't say anything. So here's what we'll do. We're just gonna refill the kitty cup a little bit here. Oh, it's so nice. Put it back on the floor. Now, look at that, some fresh water for you, Pippa. Ooh, bending over like that is tricky. I don't want to sit down. I have a feeling this cat wants to go downstairs and do some kitty business on the banky. And I do not want to sit down right now. I'm getting the feeling that if I just keep walking, maybe I can walk this off. Maybe I can get me a little bit of exercise or something. Oh, because this is not good. This is not good. All right, so maybe we need to check to see what the weather is like. I'm looking out the windows, and it's nice and sunny. And it was kind of warm yesterday. It was like 50 degrees yesterday, but it was super windy, and the wind chill made it kind of cold. And right now, it appears, according to my thermometer, to be approximately, 46 or 47 degrees. Call it 2.5 or 3 degrees Celsius, or thereabouts. I wonder if this means we could actually go outside. Maybe. Let's try to figure this out for a second. Is it worth it? Do you think we could pull this off? Well, maybe we could. Since I'm standing right here, why don't I put on my jacket and my socks? Because yes, my jacket and my socks are sitting right here on the banister, on the balustrade. But the first thing that needs to happen is I need to fix my hair thing, because this is coming off all weird. Hi, baby Peppa. Let's get my hair back under control in case we accidentally run into anybody and suddenly the only thing they seem to be able to talk about is my hair. No. Yes, I have hair. Isn't that unusual? Blah, blah, blah. All right, so we grab... How am I going to put my socks on and talk on the radio at the same time? Okay, I just dropped the damn sock. This might work. Oh, ow. But this means that I now have to sit down doing the one thing that I was trying to avoid. Okay, we got number one sock on. That would be the sock for my left foot. Oh, and now we're gonna try to put on my sock for my right foot. There, no problem, really. Awesome, okay. I'm still winning. So now we grab my light jacket. Can I wear these pants outside? Not really, but being as I don't actually think I'm gonna go anywhere, let's just get the jacket on here and zip it up. Think I'm gonna go with some sunglasses here and grab them off the counter. Don't need my wallet. Don't need my car keys. I think we're good to go. So let's go outside. See what the weather is like on this lovely Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday. I'm pretty sure it's Tuesday now that I actually sort of think about it. And since it's Tuesday, I'd just like to remind everybody that the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix plays 80s music tonight. So as I put on my shoes and open the door to the garage, I remind you, Intergalactic Wasabi Mix is on tonight at 0100 UTC. Alright, and as I open the garage door, my garage fills with sunlight. Actually, the sun's coming from a different direction, so it's not really, but everything's getting brighter. Oh yeah, and here we go. Standing outdoors. This is fun. Oh, and I just remembered I wanted to do something. But first, let's check the mail. What's in the mailbox? Not a damn thing. Well, most of the snow has melted. The only snow is that I can see is basically little piles on the corners of everybody's driveway where they have cleared the snow and it is stacked up. And of course, my neighbor, their little snow pyramid that the kids built is about half the size it used to be. And now my cat is looking out the window wondering what the hell I'm doing. And I just realized I forgot something else. So we're going to go back in, back inside. We're going back indoors. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to take off my shoes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The cat jumps down from the kitty condo to come see me. Hi, baby Dupins. Oh, and I just heard my phone ring. Okay, we better go check to see who's on the phone. And, it just says CPC. This is a robocaller that I've been getting a lot lately. Like once a day. Once a day, getting phone calls that I don't need. So we walk back up into the kitchen. And I'm going to reach in here and I'm going to grab... Where did it go? Here's one. And here's the other. So how am I going to do this? Let's just go with this one. Let's just go with this one. So I have this little piece of sausage that I've been saving for a while now. Just the end. It's this little piece. It's all kind of dried out now. And I was eating this stuff, but then it turns out that I don't think I can actually eat it. It's bothering me. So I thought, okay, I'm going to save that for my friends. Going to save that to serve it in my animal restaurant. As I put my shoes back on. So that's what we're doing. We're just going to take this little piece of sausage. It's about 2 human bites worth. But I'm sure this will make some raccoon very, very happy. And I think I heard him last night. What time was that last night? That was about, I don't know. It was late. 12:30-ish or 1. Heard some weird sounds out here. Weird sounds like animals talking to each other in strange voices. Really weird stuff. So I just figured, oh, it must have been raccoons. So I'm walking into my backyard here. And I'm going to look for raccoon evidence. There's a little bit of snow back here still. Just a little tiny, tiny bit. And I'm looking for tracks. I don't really see any. And now I'm checking my patio, and it doesn't look like there's much of anything going on. There's some water, but, you know, no tracks. Any tracks would have dried. Little birds are chirping around. The birds are in the bushes. There's lots of them. Probably some cardinals around here somewhere. And that's what I should do, is I should go back in and get some sunflower seeds for all the cardinals. Because it's almost spring. I've been seeing lots of cardinals. So I'm going to take this little piece of sausage and I'm going to throw it up on my deck. Oh, perfect. Rolled into just the right spot. And now I'm going to look under my deck. See, I need to replace all this wire because animals are getting under my deck. And I think animals are getting into my house this way. But I haven't heard any mice or anything for a while, so... Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And here's my flagpole. Maybe we need to run up some flags. Get my pirate flag and fly it. Well, it is kind of a nice day. It's rather pleasant. My hip is feeling better already, just walking around out here. Or my hamstring, whatever it is that is my problem exactly, I'm not sure. You know, see, some of these bushes needed to be trimmed and stuff, oh well. I have half a mind to try to go to Heron Haven. but it's going to be wet. It's going to be wet and soggy and muddy at Heron Haven. What's this lying on the ground over here? Oh, it's a piece of pipe insulation in my neighbor's yard. Huh, I kind of want that, but I'm not going to grab it. Instead, I'm going to walk back into my house. Dun, 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 super exciting day. Oh, it's nice. Do I want to go out later? What do I want to do today? Do I want to go out and search for tea? Maybe I'll go to the fun store. Wait, do I have to go to the boring store? Oh, I got a couple days left for food. I don't have to go to any stores. I've got, I just remembered. I have leftover pizza in my refrigerator. I'm going to have pizza for lunch today. Yeah. All right, so here's my cat still sitting here in the middle of the floor being a cat. And I'm going to walk back up here into my kitchen and grab my tea. So first thing we do is we take off the socks, place them here on the banister, and then unzip my jacket. Okay, now this gets a little bit trickier. Wait, gotta throw this foil away. And what is stinky in here? Is that the trash? Do I need to take the trash out? Man, I got sinus business going on today, too. It's not fun. So we take the jacket, we hang it up on the banister, take off my sunglasses, throw them back in the sunglasses case, and where the hell's my tea? Oh, wait, yeah, the tea is back down in the office. So, walking around and not doing anything today. Go into the office. We need to grab the tea and a whole bunch of other stuff. All right, but first things first, let's actually try drinking some tea. Oh, yeah. That's what I like. Thank you, tea, for being my favorite thing. And as we walk into this room, the cat's following me, and this is bad news because this means I'm probably going to have to sit down. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm sitting down in anticipation of doing cat stuff. But my cat walks into the other room. My cat just walked into the bathroom. Okay. I guess that's fine. Oh boy. Yeah, okay. Well, now that I'm settled into the floor here, maybe we should try to drink some more tea. Oh yeah, that's good. I like drinking tea. I really do. It's some weird thing that I have deep down at a cellular level. At that same cellular level is where I also hold my hatred for 90210 and how stupid it is.
She's a virgin.
Especially David.
You're
here.
You're kidding me?
No. It's yes. Pretty important to her.
Oh, because, oh yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Oh, I'd rather
I
have a
her.
Girlfriend.
I respect her wishes.
Uh-huh.
Like she respects you by going out with Cliff?
Come on, that's not fair.
Yeah,
maybe
it's
not.
Perfectly fair.
But it's true.
Kapow! Oh, big dramatic sounds. Oh, it's horrifying music. Oh, somebody must be having a dream. Is it Tiffany Amber Thiessen? Whatever happened to Tiffany Amber Thiessen anyway? What else did she do? Who cares? Nobody actually cares. And that's why... Ow, it kind of hurts. We need to go to some music right now.
I'm in the grave.
It's not like you have to care about me at all.
Yeah, we gotta wait a second. I got technical problems. Hold on.
I guess you didn't know him as well as you thought. Your father had his faults, but he was a good man. Victor Malone was a vicious son of a bitch, and if you didn't know it, you were blind. You were always wild, always in trouble. You know what? As much as I hated him, you were worse than he was. You could have stopped it. You could have stopped him coming into my room, not... Go to hell!
Go straight to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
I've been in hell.
Oh, the drama.
Since I was 11 years old.
11-year-old hell drama. Nice. Now 11-year-old hell music. Listen to that saxophone. Listen to that fake guitar patch. We are all going straight to hell, kids. Now, what's the problem here? So anyway, our musical interlude today. I think we're going to have to go with The Clash. Because we are all going straight to hell. Because it ain't Coca-Cola, it's rice.
Junkie Dumb USA. broke can't prove is the purest rock man groove and rat poison. The volatile Molotov says. Cough it up loud and strong. The immigrants, they wanna sing all night long. It could be anywhere, most likely could be any frontier, any hemisphere. In no man's land. Asylum here. King Solomon, he never lived round here. Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy.
Oh, who doesn't love The Clash? Don't act like you don't. Everybody loves The Clash. Oh, so good. That's one of my favorite songs. One of my favorite songs by The Clash ever. I couldn't possibly ever rank all my favorite Clash songs because, I mean, can you really rank them? Of course you can't. But geez, that's one of my favorites, and that probably is my favorite off that album. That's off Combat Rock, obviously. That's probably the best song on that album. My favorite album, though, is the first one. And the second one, Give Him Enough Rope, is good, too, but I don't know. What am I going to tell you? I have no idea. Did I bring the mood down a little bit with that song? Yeah, kind of, maybe a little. Do I need something to bring me back up? Well, it doesn't matter, because it looks like we just had another little technical failure. This has been going on a lot lately. This is really irritating me. And it's going to take longer to fix than the amount of time we've got left in this show, which is, let's call it a minute. Well, so what do we do for a minute? I guess I could mention that I don't know, my hip kind of feels better, but maybe I should try to stand up and walk around some more. Maybe I should go to the store for no reason other than to get some exercise. And, you know, maybe see some crabs or something. but I don't need any more candy. Actually, I do need to get some candy. I need to get a bag of candy for my doctor. And there was something else I was going to buy. I could buy some more incense. Look for tea. They might have some tea. The tea turnover at this store is pretty good. It's been impressing me. But nothing impresses me more than the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I am just about gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.